Track 10, more news. Bank branch escapes latest round of closures. The Newton Abbott branch of Lloyds Bank has escaped the latest round of branch closures. Lloyds Banking Group, which also owns Halifax, Bank of Scotland and TSB, has announced it will close a further 136 branches. Tynemouth branch of the High Street Bank closed last summer. But the Newton Abbott branch in Courtenay Street is not on the list of the latest to shut. Lloyds has blamed the move on customers shifting away from banking in person to using online services, meaning there's less need for physical sites. It made the announcement just weeks after taking the decision to allow its customers to access on-site services across any of the group's branded branches. Lloyds also received the planned closure of two major offices affecting more than 1,000 staff.
Man dies after suspected episode. A man has died after suffering a suspected episode that saw the air ambulance land in Newton Abbott. One of Devon Air Ambulance's two helicopters could be heard overhead at around 10 a.m. on Friday, January the 31st. Police were notified that a man had suffered a suspected episode in the Brunel Road area of Newton Abbott just after 10 a.m. A spokesperson for Devon and Cornwall Police said, "We were called by the ambulance service with a report that a man had suffered an episode in the Brunel Road area of Newton Abbott at around 10:10 on Friday, January the 31st. Paramedics and the air ambulance also attended the incident. Sadly, the man, aged in his 60s, was pronounced deceased at the scene. His next of kin have been informed. The death is not being treated as suspicious and a file will be prepared for the coroner."
A Kenton woman named in train tragedy. The person killed on the railway line near Star Cross earlier this month has been named as Kenton resident Pamela Brown. An inquest into the 75-year-old's death was opened yesterday, 28th of January. The inquest heard that Pamela, a retired teacher, had been on a walk with her husband on the Saturday, but had failed to rejoin him at the pre-arranged meeting point. Area coroner Alison Longhorn explained that she was found a short while later, having been struck by a train at the church crossing at Powderham. British Transport Police said officers and paramedics were called at around 4 p.m. on Saturday, January the 18th, following reports of a casualty on the tracks, but sadly the person was pronounced dead at the scene. The medical cause of death has not yet been determined. The inquest was adjourned and a full hearing will take place at a later date.
Forest School gets Ofsted approval. A Teignbridge Forest School has achieved Ofsted approval. No Child Left Indoors Forest School was awarded approval by the Education Regulator in January. Run by Dan Rees, the school, which is based out of Dawlish, as well as Southley, offers youngsters the chance to learn bushcraft skills, including safe knife use, firelighting, den building and so on. It's also an opportunity for young people to explore nature and gain confidence in themselves. Having been approved by Ofsted, it's now possible for parents to claim back some of the cost of sessions, either in universal credit or child tax credits. Dan also installs tree nets in gardens, forest schools and normal schools.